How do I learn to be more masculine? I grew up with a single mother and sisters.
Well, you got to do more masculine things. A big thing that will radically change the way you feel about yourself is pushing some weights around and doing some cardio. That'll make you feel better, more mentally sharper. I've just noticed that, over the years, because I'm 54 now and I've been doing weight training off and on my whole life. And obviously I'm not a big, huge, bulky guy. I'm fit and in decent shape. And I notice it like after 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month of not pushing any weights around, I notice I don't get as many looks. Women don't notice me as much. There's something that, and especially younger women, like women early 20s, I see checking me out a lot when I'm working out consistently. And then when 3 or 4 weeks when I stop and I take time off, usually especially like during the holidays or whatever, it's like I become invisible. They don't even notice me. They don't even look my way anymore. And so damn, that's something that is, you can definitely notice. I don't know what it is. There's some kind of invisible energy that's given off when you're pushing weights around and you're eating healthy and you're doing cardio, because you're communicating to your body, your organism, that you have intention to live. Because anything in nature, when it stops growing, what happens? It dies and it gets eliminated. So if you're not pushing yourself, if you're not trying to grow and expand and emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, you're sending the vibes to the world that you're an organism that's in essence in decline. And so because women, especially young, beautiful, fertile women that are looking for a strong masculine man, when you stop pushing weights around and you stop doing cardio and you start expanding with fat instead of muscle, you're giving off the vibe that you're an organism that's in decline. And so young, hot, fertile women they're not looking for the organism in decline. They're looking for the organism that's pushing against the world, that's making a big dent in the universe, that's making things happen, that has a purpose, a mission, that is going somewhere in life, that's, leaving his imprint on the universe.
Right.
And that's a big thing that you can do, and having a mission and a purpose that, and be disciplined about it. That's what a man is: purpose, drive, mission, succeeding, accomplishing, breaking through barriers. So anything that can grow your reserve of knowledge, develop your gifts, your skills, your talents, you want to spend your time doing those kinds of things, because that's what a man does. And so right, when you do more things that a man does, a successful man, an organism that's trying to expand and grow in the universe, like a tree grows, if you will, then, pretty little kitty cats will want to come over and hang out under and enjoy the shade in your tree and enjoy climbing the tree and doing naughty things with the tree and hanging out, having fun and hooking up and having little trees. So,
yeah. And I feel like your mentality grows when you're working out and you're staying, focused and determined as well. It just shows obedience and self-control.
Discipline.
Yeah, discipline.
Discipline equals freedom, as Jocko Willink says.
Mm-hmm. And it shows that you're strong. So girls like to know that they're protected, that you could protect them and that they're safe around you. And if you're like all muscular and big and healthy, we just feel like, oh, like he'll be able to beat up someone if they look at me the wrong way, But if you look weak and chubby, you just look like you could be stepped over. Like we don't want that.
You don't want the dad bod.
Yeah.
Despite what the leftists say.
Right. I mean, if you have a dad bod and there's still muscle there, then okay, we could work with that. But if it's just completely just out of whack, it's
giddy up, cowboy. We can work with that.
Yeah. But it's funny because I don't think this really has to deal with any of the question, but I did go rock climbing about 2 weeks ago, and I was so humbled. I thought it would be easy. I thought it would be you just climb on up and then go back down. But no, I realized that I'm actually more girly than I really thought, because I had nails. So I'm just like trying to get up there. I'm like, no, I don't want to break a nail. I'm like looking at these other girls here who are like built. They have their like Tomb Raider outfits with like cargo green pants, and I'm here with like my tight pink gym outfit. I'm trying to get up there and I can't, my arm strength is not doing it for me. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then I have these guys,
the yoga girl outfit going.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh,
the Lululemon yoga pants.
I looked so like Miami girl, like 100%. And then the guys were trying to help me, and I thought it was so attractive. I'm like, they look all strong and they're just pushing me up, they're grabbing the rope, and you see their muscles. I'm like, wow, that He looks like a man right now with a little weak girl on the rock climbing thing. So if you guys...
A little flabby Colombian.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Like, it's humbling. But maybe you could try that. You could try doing rock climbing or join a team, like a soccer team, basketball team. I don't know how old you are, but you could join one of those things where...
Buy a good pistol and rifle or red dots.
The gun range.
Train with a pistol, rifle. Go train with somebody like my friend John the Mocha Bear, John Dufresne from kineticconsulting.net.
Yeah.
And do masculine, manly things. Learn to become fast and lethal with the pistol and rifle. And I'll tell you one thing. You want to know about how to be more masculine and what turns on a girl, take a girl on a date to the gun range and let her shoot your 5.56 rifle and hear the recoil and feel the power. It turns women on. Right. Same thing with a pistol. It brings a smile to her face. And whatever you make a woman feel when she's with you is what she's going to associate with being with you.
Yeah.
So you take her to a gun range and you let her touch your guns and shoot your guns. You could
show her how to do it too.
Yeah, show her how to do it. There's a lot of touching that will happen there because you want to make sure she's handling and holding the pistol right. And so it facilitates maybe even some little kissy poo and your little stall there. Obviously, make sure your rifle and your pistol is pointed down range when you do that and not a her or each other, because you start doing a little kissy poo or whatever, or maybe she lay it down and before you do that, and then a little kissy poo if you get a little close like that, and then kissy poo and guns, and then afterwards she's excited, you're excited, and then, you know, then you can take her back to your place and give her the big gun, 21 gun salute.
The ka-chow, ka-chow, chow.
The ka-chow.
Like the Lightning McQueen, ka-chow.
The old Batman.
I actually, someone took me on, this was like years ago, a guy actually took me for the first day of like meeting him and stuff to a gun range. And I'm terrified of guns. I don't like it. I think it's dangerous, scary, loud. But I can tell you, I was really impressed with how he was using them. And he had me use the shotgun. I was terrified. And that thing flew up.
It's got a lot of kick to it.
I didn't know. And he didn't really show me the right way. And it flew up. Oh, shit.
He sounds like an amateur.
Yeah. So then the guy, the worker, helped me, and I was more attracted to the worker.
Yeah. He was not competent with his gun.
Yeah.
So the gun show was not a very good gun. Even though he took her to the gun range, he was not prepared. He did not make her feel safe and comfortable. Mm. But, of course, the range safety officer came over, and he knew how to handle a weapon.
Right.
And instead of her being excited about the date, she started fantasizing about the guy at the gun range.
Yeah, don't let that happen to you.
How isn't that interesting?
Go in prepared for sure.
Yes. Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Did you get that guy's number? The range guy?
No, I didn't. No? That would be disrespectful.
Yeah.
But you're like, you should have.
That guy didn't get a second date, did he? Or did?
No, we just became friends. Yeah.
You friend zoned him?
Yeah.
He didn't like that? He wasn't favorable to that?
No. Yeah.
So instead of taking her to the gun range and getting her turned on excited, he scared her and she didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
And the only man that did that was a range safety officer. He came over and handled things.
That was like 4 years ago and I haven't been back to a gun range, so.
Well, maybe your new boyfriend will take you on a gun range date.
Maybe.
Does he shoot?
No.
No?
I'd like to go to like an outdoor one because it was an indoor one, so it's way louder and everything echoes. It was like really intimidating, but maybe outdoor would be
Homestead Training Center or the Okeechobee one.
Mm.
Kind of, I think Homestead's still going to be closer.
Yeah,
Okeechobee will be about 2 hours from where you are.
Have you ever been to like the Everglades one?
The Okeechobee one.
Is that
one's like in the, I think the south side of Okeechobee or no, I can't remember.
No, it's down here.
It's like North Palm Beach. Well, there's a Homestead Training Center. Mm. That one is the one I've trained at with John most.
Mm.
I've trained at the Okeechobee one a couple times, but it's just a little too long.
Mm.
And some of those ranges are kind of narrow.
Yeah. But there's one here in Weston.
Typically not a big public one. An outdoor range?
Outdoor. It's in Markham Park.
I think it's that shotgun and clay targets, though, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they throw things and you can shoot at them?
Yeah, you're doing shotgun with clay targets.
Oh, okay. What's the difference?
But if, well, the outdoor gun range is normally you get a bay. It's kind of U-shaped. Mm-hmm. And you got a big berms. And so you can go out there and you can have multiple targets. You can have different plate racks, metal plates. I mean, usually what, you know, John and I do is he sets up different runs. Like, you know, a lot of times when we first start out is that we'll do, you know, we'll start out at like 10, we each have a stationary target, start out 10 yards and then you go 20 yards and 30 yards. And sometimes he's like, now give me 3 shots, slow and carefully aim. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes for the very first time is like, now give me 5 shots as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. And so he'll do that and you back up like 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to find where you start to fail, where the bullets start to get a little squirrely and not hit as much. And then that is where you decide to shoot from and train to better practice with your aim. Mm. So we do the same thing with pistol. And so there's just... You know, there's moving and shooting. You do things with barrels. You know, it's like kind of standing behind a column, and so it's articulating the rifle, and then switching to the other side, and then switch to the other side. Then your gun runs dry, or you have a malfunction, and you got to put a certain number of rounds in each target as you're moving and shooting. And so then you got to switch from rifle, and you know just how you drop the rifle to mm-hmm. make sure it doesn't go all the way to the bottom of your sling. It's like because when you're running, you don't want it to be banging on your knees. Mm-hmm. And so there's a way that you do that. And, you know, switch to your pistol, finish off your rounds, and then reholster your pistol and, you know, drop your empty magazine, your rifle or whatever, and reload and go on to the next target. So
sounds fun.
It's fun, but it takes a lot of work. You know, it's to get really good with pistol and rifle. You need probably 12,000-15,000 rounds through each one. Mm. And so like, you know, when I would train with him, it's like we would do 9mm. And with a handgun, and then 5.56 with the rifles. Mm-hmm. And we would typically go through 450 rounds, sometimes 500 rounds of each caliber. So we're shooting almost 1,000 rounds in 4 hours.
Wow.
And so, like, my pistol, my Zev that I train with the most, mm-hmm. is there's 23 rounds in the magazine plus one in the pipe, so there's 24. And, you know, I have 10 rounds of each, or 10 magazines of each, and so... You know, when you're doing like 5 shots and you got like 10 different things you're shooting at, you go through a lot of rounds really fast. And plus you're doing a lot of magazine changes on the run and everything. And so, because you want to get good at that, switching back and forth between pistol, rifle, magazine changes, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, with rifle, when you go through, you know, because the magazines are 30 rounds. And when you're shooting suppressed, it's, you know, you go through 3 magazines, it's 90 rounds really quick. Mm-hmm. And it's like at that point, three magazines of 30 rounds, it's like the gun's so hot, you got to put it down because the barrels, even with the heat proof wrap that's on it, it's like it's giving off so much heat that you got to put it down and then just do pistol. But even then, because we shoot so many damn rounds, when you go through 10 magazines at 23 rounds a piece, it's like the gun's pretty hot. You got to set it down.
Right.
Like, it's too hot to hold at that point.
Yeah.
So, but that's when you train with a guy that's former special forces with, you know, several combat tours.
Yeah.
And it's just you and him, and he's pushing you to try to get as fast and as lethal and articulate the weapon properly, safely, be able to run with it, running with the pistol, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work, a lot of hours in the range.
And expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's, you know, it's a lot per hour to pay somebody like that. Plus you got range fees. Plus you got all the ammunition you go through. Mm-hmm. Because then you're shooting 1,000 rounds in a day, you know, total. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That adds up. You do that a couple times a week. It's like a big cash register. Plus everything's expensive.
Right. Or just do BB guns.
It's more fun shooting a real rifle.
Yeah.
Especially lasers on it, getting night vision, all that stuff, doing CQB, shoot house, all those fun things. Mm. Force-on-force training,
right.
Which is actual, you know, that's as close as you're going to get to a real-world gunfight where you're shooting training rounds at each other.
Yeah. They have those things, but with BB guns.
They have airsoft that they do in some places, like those little, I guess, plastic pellets or plastic BBs that they are.
Right. And they have like a course that you can like run around and stuff. I've always wanted to try that, but I'm scared. It seems intimidating.
Wow, that turned into a whole gun video, Chunk. Oh, because we were, you know, the guy was like, we're talking about masculine things to do, but then we started talking about guns. But that was interesting how the guy wasn't very masculine at the gun range and he lost interest in him because he didn't know how to handle the gun safely.
Yeah, I could have hurt somebody with the shotgun.
Yep.
It literally flew up to the ceiling. It didn't shoot at the ceiling, but even the ranger was like, oh, like.
Yeah, that tells me he's a dumbass. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, you definitely didn't. You shouldn't. This is way too
heavy. He just handed you a live shotgun. He's like, hey, go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, he put it on me and then he said, go like this and then go ahead. But the ranger said someone had to hold my arm because it's way too heavy for me.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Joe Biden was like, oh, just get, you know, for the women, oh, just get yourself a good shotgun. I was like, what a fucking moron. He doesn't know the first thing about weapons. Yeah,
those things.
Telling little, tiny, petite women like you, yeah, a shotgun's perfect for home defense.
Right.
He has no fucking clue what he's talking about.
Can't you, like, dislocate your arm, too?
Well, if you don't have the stock resting and then it shoots back and hits you, yeah, it can mess your shoulder up.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know. That's the thing about when people talk about guns is most politicians, most presidents, it's 99% of the people in general, when they talk about firearms, they have no fucking clue what they're talking about. Absolutely zero. And especially the people that are writing the laws, they have no idea.
Or they've never even handled one to know.
Exactly. But they're the ones writing the laws.
Right.